The Obama administration placed a temporary hold on further construction of the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline on September 9th. Thousands of indigenous opponents of the pipeline and their allies have established a protest encampment in North Dakota in order to stop the pipeline from crossing the Missouri River, which they maintain threatens sacred burial sites and the only source of drinking water for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. But the company building the project, Energy Transfer Partners, has continued its preparation work on the project despite the Obama administration's request for a voluntary halt on both sides of the river. On September 27th, an indigenous attorney working on Native issues spoke at Yale University about the fight to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline and what it means for the Sioux and the broader fight for indigenous rights and sovereignty. Mary Catherine Nagel is a member of the Cherokee Nation and a partner with a Pipestem law firm, which is dedicated to protecting and enhancing the sovereign rights of tribal governments. She's also a nationally acclaimed playwright of indigenous-themed plays who has served as the executive director for Yale's Indigenous Performing Arts Program. Nagel began her talk at Yale with a quote from the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe.
History connects the dots of our identity, and our identity was all but obliterated. Our land was taken, our language was forbidden. Our stories, our history were almost forgotten. What land, language, and identity remains is derived from our cultural and historic sites. Sites of cultural and historic significance are important to us because they are a spiritual connection to our ancestors. Even if we do not have access to all such sites, their existence perpetuates the connection. When such a site is destroyed, the connection is lost. All of us are here in this room tonight because we agree that this is a powerful movement. It's an inspiring movement. It's a movement that is for Standing Rock, but we see a reflection of how it affects all of our lives. But at the same time, we are following their lead, right? This is their movement. This is about their sacred sites. This is about their water. This is about the lands that they have been protecting for thousands of years. And I think it's really important to honor and recognize that, and that when we lend our voices to this movement, that we don't try to appropriate it for our own uses, which can sometimes happen, especially in the United States. The company's goal was to build right up to the edge of the water, kind of on both sides, so that they could say, well, look, Judge, you know, we've put billions of dollars into this. Are you really going to stop it now just because some Indians are upset about the water? And they even said, and so of course, and Standing Rock said, well, we've got, you know, it's not just the water is very important, but also it's our sacred sites and our burial grounds. Our people have been buried here for thousands of years, and you can't just dig that up and put in a pipeline. Well, the company's response was, well, show us where these sites are. You say they're sacred sites. Where are these sites? So actually, the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer went out. You know, a lot of this is private land now, even though it was historically treaty land and it was Standing Rock's, the Great Sioux Nation's land. He had to go get permission to go onto private land, identify where the sites are. After they filed a court document saying, you want to know where the sites are, here they are, the next day, this Dakota Access Pipeline Company moved its construction crew several miles to those sites to start deconstructing and constructing on those sites. So that's when the folks at the camp went out peacefully, no weapons, no threats of violence, to the equipment to stop them from purposely destroying the tribe's sacred sites. And that's when the company's private security force unleashed violent dogs who bit several people, including a pregnant woman, to attack them. Another thing that I think is really important that I personally bring in terms of my work is the relationship between our environment, our land, and our women, and our tribal sovereignty. A lot of our grandmothers and our aunties would tell us, you know, there's a reason she's called Mother Earth, right? She's our mother. This is one of my favorite quotes from Vanessa Gray. The land is our mother. So when we lose value for the land, people lose value for the women. And that's actually what we've seen in North Dakota. So the Bakken oil region, this pipeline is going to increase the amount of oil extraction in a region that has already boomed tremendously in oil production to the point that North Dakota is now number one in the United States for exportation of oil out of the state. And it's now become one of the top states in the country for sexual assaults, rapes, murders, and sex trafficking, particularly of Native youth. Another really important thing to remember that a lot of what's happening at Standing Rock is really powerful, and I think it resonates with a lot of people. And a lot of people are saying this is about climate change, and this is an environmental movement. And yes, in part it is, right? It is about recognizing climate change as a problem and an important environmental movement in the United States. But these aren't new ideas, right? Like, in our tribal communities, we've had these understandings for thousands of years. This is a restoration of what was taken from us, right? So this living in balance with nature and the land and water, and respecting that water is what sustains us and that our bodies are 80% water and that we die without water, you know, is not a new idea. It is a restoration of what was eradicated to make a lot of things around us in the United States possible. But now we have this amazing opportunity, thanks to a lot of the folks, the youth and the tribal leadership at Standing Rock, to wake up and come back to something we knew a long time ago.
That was playwright and Indigenous rights attorney Mary Catherine Nagel. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus. For more information on groups opposing the Dakota Access Pipeline and how to support activists who are planning on spending the winter at the pipeline construction site, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.